W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A Washington judge called seditious conspiracy one of the most serious crimes with which an American can be charged. Those words came as he sentenced Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes to 18 years in prison for his role in the Capitol insurrection. Here's correspondent Scott McFarlane.
He said Stuart Rhodes was, in fact, somebody who galvanized some of the violence that day and is responsible for so much of what happened that day. And that's what always has separated this case. Stuart Rhodes was not just accused of being here in Washington January 6th and trying to oppose the transfer of power. He was charged with and convicted of seditiously conspiring to block the transfer of power, of being a plotter and a planner.
His 18-year sentence is the longest so far of anyone convicted in connection with the Capitol insurrection. Both the House Speaker and the Chief White House spokeswoman sounded upbeat and optimistic when they spoke about negotiations to keep the country out of default. President Biden was a little more stern a little while ago.
It's time for Congress to act now. Now, I want to be clear that the negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default. It's about competing visions for America.
It's been a long winter for many Americans, and now they're hitting the road.
I'm Jim Crisula on Interstate 77 near Cana, Virginia. The great summer road trip begins this Memorial Day weekend for millions of American families. Dan Jennings' family will be on the road despite inflation.
You still got to live life, so you got to spend a little bit more money.
More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday weekend.
The Atlantic hurricane season is a week away, and the government's forecast is just out. NOAA Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad.
There is a 40% chance of a near normal season, a 30% chance of an above normal season, and a 30% chance of a below normal season.
Now that translates into as many as 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. Atlantic and Gulf Coast emergency managers say prepare now. The graduating high school class in rural Marlin, Texas was small to begin with, and now it just got smaller. An audit revealing that 21 of its 38 seniors have fallen short because of academics and unexcused absences. Parents like Brandi Lynn Jones are upset.
We don't have a whole bunch of lazy, bad kids. This is a catastrophic failure of leadership and accountability.
The graduation's been delayed so more seniors can meet the requirements. The Dow is down 60. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Kickstart summer savings now at the Home Depot. Get the yard in top shape for another season of doing with a Ryobi walk-behind mower for $349 only at the Home Depot. Featuring 40-volt battery compatibility for gas-like power to get the whole lawn looking fresh in just one charge. Plus, the 3-in-1 mowing function provides mulching, bagging, and side discharge capabilities right out of the box. Make your summer yard shine. Shop Ryobi walk-behind mowers for just $349 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids River Cities High School is holding their graduation ceremony tomorrow, May 26th. They'll begin in the morning with a senior picnic. After that, graduation practice starts at noon. The graduation ceremony begins at 6 at the Performing Arts Center. Lincoln High School will hold their graduation ceremony on Saturday, May 27th from 1 to 3 at the Wood Trust Bank Field at Southwood County Stadium. Practice will be on Friday at 10 a.m. Nakusa High School will have their graduation ceremony on Sunday, May 28th from 2 to 3 in the NHS Upper Gym. Stevens Point High School will hold their graduation ceremony on Sunday, May 28th from 1 to 3 at the Spash Fieldhouse. Congratulations to all the graduates at River City's Lincoln, Nakusa, and Stevens Point High Schools. Rafters baseball kicks off Monday, May 29th at 6:35 against the Lakeshore Chinooks. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 36. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Once again, we're going to start with the debt limit. June 1st is coming up mighty quick. Today is May 25th. Talking what, 6-7 days away, week away, Janet Yellen has said that we may run out of cash to pay our debts. What that will mean, not just could mean, will mean, depending on how she juggles whatever little cash she has, we would either not pay bonds or interest on bonds that people in good faith had bought from us to finance things that Congress had already voted for. Give you an easy example, hard infrastructure. People fought over soft infrastructure, but hard infrastructure had a lot of bipartisan support. 19 Republican senators supported it. And every one of them, even the Freedom Caucus in the House, even the right-wingers who didn't vote for it, went back to their districts and boasted about the bridges they got and the roads they got, and the airport improvements they got, and the water systems they got, and the trades that got put to work. They all boasted about it, and they sat around chuckling as the U.S. in good faith then issued bonds to investors for the cash to do all of this. And now they're saying, all right, we've gotten the bridges, got the airports, the water systems, the roads, and some of them were not just 90-day treasuries. Some of them longer-term bonds, and some of them finance things that Donald Trump piled on. He piled on $7.8 trillion, about 25% of what was then the debt. $7.8 trillion. And they don't want to pay his tab. And they don't want to pay for hard infrastructure. They don't want to pay for stuff they boasted about and campaigned about. So here we are. Biden and McCarthy initially said that there has been progress. Today, McCarthy and a spokesman for Biden said that there's progress. Biden was a little tougher, a lot tougher, and I'm glad he was. What Joe Biden said was, look, it's time for Congress to act right now. This is not about the debt limit. This is basically a negotiation about the budget for the next 2 years. And if they're willing to do what I've offered, then fine. And it does throw a few bones to McCarthy. But here's the deal. And this is something that people people are ignoring. The fact that we have waited this long, the fact that we've waited this long could trigger a recession. It's already triggered much higher interest rates on our debt. By over 5% on 90-day treasuries, it should be 1%, 1.5%. Tens of billions of interest we didn't have to pay. And people forget that 11th-hour agreements have long-term bad economic effects. The Republicans did this in 2011, and they did it in 2013. In 2011 and 2013, there were bad consequences for the stock market, your 401k, for employment. They do it every time there's a Democratic president to try to injure the president. Fitch ratings, there are various rating systems. You have Moody's, the S&P. Fitch rating systems, late Wednesday, put our nation's AAA rating on, quote, rating watch negative. The S&P lowered us to AA back 10 years ago, the last time these clowns did this. We have paid tens of billions of dollars by having a worse credit rating. Totally unnecessary. The full faith and credit of the United States cannot be called into question. We're going to go to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Adrian?
Hey, Matt. I'm not sure I understand why Social Security is part of the discussion with the debt ceiling, because Social Security isn't part of the federal budget. It's funded by its own dedicated revenue stream, its own tax. And so if we decrease the payout of Social Security payout, that's not going to affect the federal budget. It just puts more money in the Social Security Administration trust fund.
Yeah, well, let me tell you how it works. If you take a look at the expenditures every year, let's say there are four parts. There's Social Security, Medicare, there's defense, and then there's everything else. And everything else is a tiny little sliver of it compared to the others. Now, Social Security, everybody pays in. You pay in, and up until roughly now, there's more being paid in that has to be paid out. You know, when I was a kid and working, how many wage earners were there for every retiree? Pretty soon it becomes 1-to-1. Pretty soon it'll be 2 retirees for 1 wage earner. What's really going on is that the Social Security trust fund, the Social Security money that is paid, that is guaranteed by paper. That is guaranteed by the federal government. But the cash that came in gets spent. The cash doesn't get stuck under a pillow somewhere. It doesn't kind of get stuck in a savings account at 2% interest. If we do not issue more bonds, we are not going to be able to pay lots of things. One of them, Social Security checks, they're not going to be totally withheld. People may get an IOU. People in June or July may go, what is this? And there's nothing in their bank account. And it says, we're going to make it up. We are going to make it up in October. Well, a lot of people can't go month to month. It would be a mistake, Adrian, to think that if the federal government has to shut down and cannot continue its operations, and I got to say, if I'm commander in chief, and I think Joe will do this, he's going to tell Yellen and Powell to issue that debt. I mean, you can't not do it. But theoretically, if he permitted them to get away with this and to shut us down, where do you think the cash is going to come to pay Social Security? You can talk about accounting things like, well, this is not part of the budget. It's this, that, and the other thing. That's all well and good. But when you reach into the old weasel sack to pull out some cash to give to Social Security, where do you think that's coming from? It absolutely would have an impact on Social Security, simply the way the thing is arranged. Thanks a lot for calling. I'll take them in order. The next one is Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's on your mind?
Well, I ran across something that I had forgotten about the other day, and that is this. In, I think it is 2018, under Trump and when the Republicans were still in power, there was a debt showdown as well, I believe, if my information that I saw is correct. And in that particular case, the Republicans would not allow the debt to be paid unless, are you ready for this, an additional $108 billion was thrown into the defense budget, or 18% of an increase. Now, you know, that being the case, it's pretty disingenuous of them to say, we've got to stop spending money, because that was the money the Pentagon didn't even ask for again. So,
right. Your memory is right, Jack. And under Trump, it happened three times, not one time. And three times, the Democrats provided the votes, among others, to increase the debt limit. When the Republicans, and we're going to be talking about this in an upcoming segment, but when the Republicans talk about the Defense Department, half of the Republican, they're split. Half the Republican caucus wants to cut the Defense Department because they claim they're woke. And that is because they claim that there are too many female military members. They don't like any sort of training programs about assimilating people. And they will cut the military. They go around claiming they're for the military. They go around claiming they're for working people. But now they're not going to fund the debt that we sent out, that we put out, the bonds that we offered to the market to pay for the bridges and to pay for the airports and so forth. So back then, you're right. Your recollection is correct. That was simply posturing. They say stuff like that. But now when they threaten not to increase the debt limit, they're really advocating for cuts even in the Defense Department. Jack, thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Political theater, it's really sad. The Republican Party has lost their way, but that's nothing new. I don't know if the average person understands what's going on here, but when you run up the credit card, you have to pay your bills. So I don't in fact, Van Orden and Steele, I've told her flew back to Wisconsin already. They don't even seem to care. I don't know what happened to the Republican Party, Matt. I really don't. You will do anything to injure Biden. It doesn't matter how you're already paying extra money, like you said, for this on short-term bonds. Anything to injure Biden. But all I can say, they just lost their way, and it's political theater, and it's really sad. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Paul. Yeah, let's go look back at the history of this. 2011 and 2013, they did this 11th hour, and several times on the budget, they've gone up. 5 p.m. will be the deadline before the end of the fiscal year, and at 4:30 p.m., they'll finally agree to something. They've got to understand.
Pop a top and join the fun. Donate your cans today to help feed and care for the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Express Recycling Solutions Incorporated, dedicated to helping our community by providing many recycling services as well as drop-off locations for cans at the Southwood County Humane Society and 480 Strodeman Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Express Recycling Solutions, keeping our community clean and safe.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 39 tonight under clear skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. Highs around 74 Saturday. Under clear skies. 77 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Elon Musk hosted the announcement of Ron DeSantis and screwed it up royally. And Donald Trump issued a statement, a sociopathic statement about DeSantis, that is the weirdest, most extreme, strange statement he has ever issued. And I'm talking about a lot of them for Mother's Day, Christmas. He will say the nastiest things. This is unbelievable. Let me get into it. First, the idea was that DeSantis would announce, hosted by Elon Musk on Twitter. Believe it or not, technologically, they screwed up. They fouled it all up. You feel, oh, Elon Musk, you know, he has a rocket ship company and he has a car company, all this stuff. And Twitter, well, he is really fouling up Twitter. Really fouling up Twitter. And what he did was, there was 20 minutes of tech glitches. There were hot mic moments where people could be heard saying things they didn't want to be heard. It was drowned out half the time. And then what happened was, when DeSantis finally got to speak, it was to a much smaller audience. The live stream abruptly cut out. It was a disaster. What it reminds me of, and many people won't remember this, but some of you will, about 40 years ago, there was a candidate. I think he was an heir to one of the paper fortunes running for the Senate. I think it was 1982. And he running for the Republican primary, I think, against Scott McCallum. They wanted to take on Bill Proxmire, which wasn't going to do them any good because Bill would beat anybody, and he did beat Scott McCallum. Scott McCallum, before he became lieutenant governor and before he became governor, ran for the Senate against Bill Proxmire and got his clock clean. But in any event, this clown who was the heir to the paper fortune said, you know, I'm going to fly around the state in a helicopter. So he flies down, I think, Greene County or somewhere. And he wanted some farmer to let him land in his field and give a speech with cows in the background. He was going to put on a flannel shirt and look like a working man, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, typical Republican. Anyway, they do it. And of course, there's all sorts of TV cameras. I remember this very well. And the farmer says, all right, that'll be $500 for, you know, using my farm. And the guy thought he was going to be a businessman. He said, no, I didn't promise you 500. I'd say something fair. You can have 250. Well, the farmer and he argued. And then the pilot gets in and the pilot says, I can't take off. Guy goes, what do you mean? The farmer had tied the helicopter to a tree and he couldn't take off till he gave him the full 500. This is so typical of these guys. This is so typical of these guys. And this is a technological innovation like the farmer tying the helicopter to the tree. This Elon Musk, big techie, big techie, wants to take over artificial intelligence, AI. 20 minutes of tech glitches, hot mics, drowned out half conversations, live stream abruptly cuts out, and he gets to talk ultimately late to a very small audience. And here, and I'll go to the lines in a second, but here is what Trump. Now, Trump is a sociopath, okay? But here's what Trump says. Trump goes, he's blasting DeSantis, and he puts out a weird video on True Social. So this is public, mocking DeSantis. And he photoshops a rogues gallery in of DeSantis, Elon Musk, Adolf Hitler, Satan, George Soros, and Dick Cheney, a few other people. And here's what his text says. Quote, this is Trump. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, you'll be going with Hitler very soon. Rhonda Sanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. This is what Trump says. This is a former president. This is a former president. There's a picture of Satan. There's a picture of Hitler. You know, I am telling you, I think the Democrats are missing the whole messaging thing. When you're dealing with a sociopath like this, you know, the debate where he insulted the woman who was running, remember, she was the head of Hewlett Packard or something, her looks. You know, if I'm in there, I say, keep your mouth shut. You're a punk. You're a draft dodger. Don't insult the woman. Take neon. That's what you do. And then this guy, idiot, says something like this. You've got to Photoshop him in a dress and a wig walking along with Vladimir Putin and say, Mr. and Mrs. Vladimir Putin. You know, you do something to this guy. You cannot continue to let him do it. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You should be writing up ads. You missed your calling there. I think that would really print a pretty picture. You know, I was on the phone today. Here, have my 2 cents worth. They probably hate my calls. But, you know, I have to go back real quick about what the devil's going on right now with this economic terrorism. I mean, they're abusing their power. You know, they're promoting fraud and deceptive practices by their lies. You know, like, oh, this is Biden's fault. Biden isn't doing anything. When they're trying to still retain tax cuts for the wealthiest people while cutting programs that the people are in dire need of. And in addition to that, you know, those so-called Republicans that supported the infrastructure, you know, well, you know, they can go back and they'd say, well, it wasn't my fault, when they're not, you know, doing a discharge petition or showing support for the people. These people are, I'm sorry, if this is my opinion, enemies of the people. They do not care about the average person, and they are going to do everything they can to destroy anything that is done for we the people. So I hope people wait.
Gene, you're absolutely right. I've got to go to a break. I have no choice. Thank you for calling. I'm going to respond after the break. And then I see other people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Stevens Point will have extra yard waste drop-off site hours starting May 27th and running through June 2nd. They'll be open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, then 1 to 7 until Friday, June 2nd, to help accommodate NOMOME cleanup efforts. They'll be open regular hours of 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. starting Saturday, May 3rd. The city's recycling and waste yard drop-off site is for residential, non-commercial use only, and you must have proof of city residency. Governor Tony Evers is traveling the state this week looking for potholes. He's highlighting the fact that they aren't hard to find in his pothole patrol tour. The governor increased investments in the state's roads and infrastructure during his first 4 years, improving over 5,800 miles of roads and nearly 1,600 bridges. His 2023-25 budget initiatives include more investments to help counties and local communities repair and maintain roads. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 74. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 45. Dry with temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 68.
You know, I have had conservatives in the past tell me that I'm a sane liberal, that they can talk with me. You know, I believe in want to honor the humanity of people, but what in God's name do these people want to do? They want to destroy policies and government that is meant to you know, for we the people, all the people, we're a commonwealth, okay? And I think to myself, you know, we, I think, somehow think that we're above and beyond maybe ending up with a government like Russia or Germany with Hitler. I mean, I could see in time, it happened so slowly, but I can see it happening. And it scares the you-know-what out of me, Matt. I'm thinking that there will be, this will get settled, you know, before all hell breaks loose. But they've got, and there's this whole, you know, these different levels of acting out a scenario. But my God, what this is doing to people is just, it's horrendous.
Right.
You know, it really
right.
is.
Well,
not
our debt rating. Yeah, our debt rating has gotten lowered. They are now having it on the watch just because of this fooling around. And you are right. This is Berlin, 1932. It happens. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One judicial decision at a time, one rogue action like this at a time. And thank you for the call. That was a terrific call. I appreciate it. Keith of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Keith?
Hey, Matt. Great show again. I just wanted to remind everybody, which everybody knows, I'm sure, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of Memorial Day parades going on this weekend. And a lot of times these politicians, which it sounds like they're going to be back in Madison or in the area, in their states, I mean, a lot of times the politicians are in those parades. Might be a good time to show them that we have a little bit of disrespect for them. Not advocating any violence or anything like that. They leave the eggs and rotten tomatoes at home, but, you know, a few shouts from the audience might give these guys an idea that they're not well-liked.
Right. Listen, if five Republicans signed on to the discharge petition, 213 Democrats have already proposed it, this would all be taken care of. Where's Gallagher? Where's Van Orden? Where's Stile? They all claim they're what? Republicans? They don't care about this country. They go about saying, no, we are going to put it right up to the end and possibly shut down. And then they go, they boasted about the bridges and the roads in their districts. They boasted about them. And they authorized the debt to be issued. And now they're stopping it being paid, which will have consequences for Social Security, for Medicare, for defense, and for general spending. You're having an excellent call, Keith. Thank you very much. Next up, Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. Well, Gorsuch finally did it. He got his revenge after his mom was forced to resign. So now the wetlands are cut in half that are protected. And Kavanaugh was the only one that dissented, believe it or not.
Right. No, I'm glad you brought that up. That's the subject, actually, of our next segment. So I'm going to hold my response to it and then give the background on it. But you're absolutely right. You nailed it, as you just described. Thanks a lot for calling in, Steve. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting. And you just put another burner in my blanket, the whole Gorsuch thing, because his mother was a corrupt thing back in the day under Ronald Reagan. But apparently, John Fetterman is getting grief for advocating use of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution over the debt ceiling. And how dare they? I mean, this is the Constitution of the United States. You might agree or disagree whether it should have been or not, but it is valid because it is the Constitution of the United States. And that, like I've said in the past, is that what the Democrats need to stand us. We took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. We don't care what the Liberty Bond Act of the early 1900s says. The Constitution of the United States, the debt shall not be questioned, period. And whether those guys voted for the infrastructure that's coming to their states or not, is that they're perfectly willing to tout it when talking to their districts. That,
right,
and there certainly
right.
hasn't been enough of debt ceiling, enough infrastructure improvement in the state, because you have bridges collapsing in the state, killing people. I mean, or cutting people off. I mean, it is just ridiculous that they're supposed to be the commons in this country. Part of the reason, like I said the other day, is that the preamble to the Constitution lays out what the Constitution is all about, and part of that Constitution is promoting the general welfare. And how dare they contradict the motion of the general welfare? How dare they? Right. I mean, it is, right. it is just...
Well, you know, you're raising a good point. The 14th Amendment is the way, finally, that Biden could do it. I'm beginning to respect his wisdom and judgment in this respect. He said today, this is not about the debt limit. It's about the budget. In other words, even if they pass the debt limit, let's say they passed it, what could very well happen, what would happen is by September, the budget runs out. And they are the only ones, they and the Senate together, the Congress, that can raise money. And Biden can't do that by executive order. What he is getting them to do is agree to a budget right now, instead of they're waiting and blackmailing us again in September. And it's a budget he can live with, which is freezing spending at this year at 2022 levels. Because of inflation, it'll be a 5% cut, but at least there'll be full funding of everything that's going on. I think it's kind of clever. If, however, we come to 4:59 in the afternoon on June 1st, I think he does invoke the 14th Amendment. And then they're going to fight about the budget in September. He's a wily old guy. He's very, very good. Very good president. Thank you for calling. Next up, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
I just want to share, Matt, what McCarthy said on Kudlow yesterday afternoon. He said, we've got to rein in spending, $6 trillion that Joe Biden spent, because that's why you got inflation, is because of this wild spending by Democrats. That's what he's telling whoever's watching that damn show, and I don't watch it. I just happened to switch over and see that yin-yang on there, so I watch what he had to say. And boy, oh boy, smoke coming out the ears, Matt. Smoke coming out my ears.
Well,
I can all I do not to smash my TV set. Anyway, that's all I got, Matt.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Trump spent $7.8 trillion, a lot of it in tax cuts. And they go, oh, that's fine. This guy, during the pandemic relief, and by the way, Trump passed a lot of pandemic relief. There was trillions coming out of him, too. That's part of his $7.8 trillion. And everybody went back to their constituents and boasted about it. Now they're doing this only to hurt Biden, in my opinion. And by doing this and fooling around and wait till the last minute, what they're doing, they can trigger a recession the closer we get to it. In 2011 and 2013, they did it to hurt Obama, and it had economic consequences. And at the very least, why should we pay tens of billions more in interest? And then you have the clown Gates saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. What do you mean his hostage? He has a duty. He took an oath to defend America. And the clown Tuberville down, Tommy Tuberville down in Alabama, he claims he's the guy that said a Trump Republican is a white supremacist, and white supremacists are just Americans. And I'm not going to approve the promotion of any flag officer, any general or admiral in any of the services. And the Republican Party, have you heard any Republicans up here criticize him? They are not for America. They're not for America. Tom McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much. And, you know, just to build on what you're saying, as far as, you know, with Biden, and I think we're really seeing how he's able to really be the master, puppet master within this. I think that he's telling McCarthy that this is a great way to defang the Freedom Caucus, because if they get this passed, then we don't have to worry about budget issues all the way through the presidential election. It's going to go all the way through 2024. And let's face it, in the House, the only thing that they can really do to jam up the works is our budgetary issues. So the Freedom right. Caucus is going to lose their ace in the hole. And I don't think that they're going to like that very much. But with Biden telling McCarthy that, hey, these are thorns in both our sides, and here's a chance for us to not only pass something that's going to be meaningful, we're going to take out two of our biggest adversaries, for lack of a better term, the Freedom Caucus and everything that they represent. So I would not be surprised if you're right on the money that that's what's going to happen, and those are the behind-the-scenes discussions that are going on. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how it all plays out.
That's very insightful. Yeah, and let me build on what Tom just said. If Biden invoked the 14th Amendment now, so the debt limit is increased, fine. In September, there is going to be a fight over the budget. The budget runs out. And then they usually wait till 4:59 of the day, before 5 p.m. to do something. This time, the Freedom Caucus, if they can call for McCarthy to be removed as Speaker, for that matter, they, most of them want Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, who'd be a disaster. And so the McCarthy is afraid of the Freedom Caucus. I hope that Tom is right, that McCarthy and Biden have had a very frank conversation, and McCarthy realizes that if he has to have at least half of his caucus with plus one is 112 votes. Let's say is 150 votes, and the Freedom Caucus and their running dogs and fellow travelers vote against it. Easily, the Democrats will come up with the other 120 or 30 votes that are needed to pass this thing. Then I think what McCarthy has got to do, or what he has done, is sit down with the worst of the Freedom Caucuses, the Gosars, the Matt Gaetzes, you know, Andy Biggs, the Chip Roy, these kind of people, and say, all right, look, you're voting against it, but I need your pledge you're not going to try to remove me as Speaker. They may do that. The problem is there are one or two flat-out sociopaths, and there are a lot of them, but this guy Massey in Kentucky is a guy who in the past, I mean, you won't believe, well, you may remember it. There was a question before you could remotely vote whether everybody should come back right in the middle of the pandemic before vaccines, okay? Before vaccines, it was in 2020. Do they have to physically come back to vote for this budget? And it had been decided on in a bipartisan fashion. He insisted he had the ability with one vote, you have to come back. Well, a couple of the congressmen had COVID. And how are they going to come back? And how are they going to go on the floor? And there are plenty of people. You're from California, Alaska. You don't feel like flying back to D.C. One guy threw a spoke in the wheels. One guy. He could easily say, no, I vote to recall McCarthy. And it could be McCarthy does not get 218 votes. And then I think hopefully Biden and Jeffries have discussed it. And if he needs 5 or 10 votes, give him 5 or 10 Democratic votes. And you may say, why do that? Well, because if he goes along with Biden, increases the debt limit, agrees on a budget till 2024, would you rather him have him or Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan? Because you're not going to have a Democrat. This is the kind of calculation that's going on. And so anybody who questions Biden and thinks, well, you know, he should have done this, he should have done that, Biden has a lot of wisdom. Biden's a very experienced guy, and he's been in the Senate since 1972, except for when he was vice president and president, and about 4 years getting ready to run for president. So I can't tell you how grateful I am that he is in there now and that a steady hand is on the tiller. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna...
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The next VFW and VVA Brat Fry will be held at Quality Foods West Grand Avenue on Saturday, May 27th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and support your local veteran organizations. The 2023 Shermalot Water Ski Show will be kicking off their season this coming Saturday at Lake Arrowhead Dam from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. On Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m., the Port Edwards High School Band will be playing a Memorial Day service at the Port Edwards Cemetery.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-295.
84922 because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Ag Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Ag Country office.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
71, 77, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed.
Go away from my window.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to lines in a second, but I want to talk about an issue that was raised by a couple of callers. And that was this environmental case that just came down. It came down today. It came down this morning, the Supreme Court, 5-4, limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution into wetlands, if you can believe that. Second decision in 2 years to limit environmental regulations. They're saying that administrative agencies can't pass these regulations unless Congress approves them, and Congress can't even approve a debt limit or a budget. This is going to hurt efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay from pollution. You know, I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, in my ship, and we'd sail out into the Chesapeake Bay before we got out into the Atlantic, from Little Creek near Norfolk, and when we deployed. And Chesapeake Bay is a beautiful area. Mississippi is a beautiful area. This decision will strip millions of acres of wetlands in this country from protection. It was 5-4. The only one of the six tarantulas who voted in the right way this time was Kavanaugh. Three in the majority take money. Clarence Thomas is corrupt. John Roberts' wife has got $10.5 million from these big law firms who represent polluters. And Gorsuch got $500,000 in gain on a crummy fishing cabin in a non-prestigious area of Colorado that he couldn't sell. And they just are saying what the law is. And what the Constitution is. The Constitution doesn't say anything in there. Nothing about the federal government being able to control pollution. I mean, you can't pour cyanide in the water. Congress didn't say you can't pour cyanide in the water. The federal government says that through administrative agencies. They are now saying that unless Congress approves it in a specific bill, Congress can't even approve a budget. Congress can't approve anything. This Supreme Court is corrupt. It's a rogue court. This is 5-4 majority. 5-4 majority. Strip the Voting Rights Act so you have gerrymandering. 5-4 majority. Citizens United. You have black, dark money. 5-4 majority. Got rid of Roe v. Wade. And you have snitch bounties in Texas. Your neighbor peeks out the window and sees somebody going in a car, I think he's going to an abortion clinic, he gets $10,000. Doctors can get thrown in jail. Who the hell are these guys? It does not say in the Constitution of the United States that the Supreme Court can do any of this stuff. What's happened over 220 or so years is that we have agreed on a fiction. The fiction is that this court can say that the Congress and the president are doing something unconstitutional if they do it in moderation, consistent with the will of the entire country to move us along. But what happens if they're on the take? What happens if they're bribed? What happens if they're just going ahead and saying, we will invoke the Constitution to do what the Republican Party wants? Morvey Harper is next. That one, legislative, independent legislature theory, would deprive you of your right to vote for president. Say only the legislatures can decide the presidential electors. At some point, they've got to be removed. We cannot have fascism creep in on little cat's feet and then pounce and do nothing about it. This is an illegitimate Supreme Court, and it's on the take. Dick from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Northwoods Terry hit it out of the park, in my opinion, with that. And here's another thing that describes me. The media is supposedly biased to the left. Baloney. Here's the first thing they ought to do with McCarthy when he's holding court with the media. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's constantly talking about the budget instead of the debt ceiling. And why doesn't somebody who's questioning him go, Matt, this to him? With all due respect, sir, we're talking about the debt ceiling. The budget's a whole different thing. And Biden basically did that today. And just keep calling him out. And if he wants to storm out and walk away from him, then you proved it. You proved the point that he won't even talk about the subject we're really talking about.
No, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. This is not about the debt limit. The debt limit has to be increased. The bonds have already been issued in reliance on the congressional vote and signed off by the president. That's what the Constitution says. The money was appropriated. The question is now, do we want to renege on paying the investors who gave us the money that we appropriated? And the clowns that are doing this campaigned on the benefits and the fruits of all that, on the bridges, on the airports, on all this stuff. They campaigned on the benefits of it. They boasted about it. You have one of them, Gates, who's one of McCarthy's confidants, saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. This is commie government. This is commie government. When I say, I'm not saying this lightly, this election is not 1960, John Kennedy against Nixon and the debates and all that, or Carter against Reagan, or somehow Bob Dole running against Bill Clinton, 96. This is 1932, Berlin. Now, obviously, people are not speaking German. They look like you and me. And their accents are like you and mine. And they will smile at you. That all happened in Berlin. The people who ran said, no, we want power to the people. Just give us a little power for a while and we will take care of it. Now, is it going to get as out of hand as that? I don't think so. But if you go several generations where the six swing states don't get to vote for president, you have a Republican president for the next two generations, and you have somebody like Trump who betrays us to Russia. Russia takes over Ukraine, goes into Poland, threatens Europe. Xi goes into Taiwan as a result. If this all happens, we're weakened as a country for what? So Harlan Crow, who's bribed Clarence Thomas, who has Hitler paintings and statues of murderers in his garden, has to describe the future of this country socially. That's what's happening. Slowly but surely, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's creeping. It's creeping. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. California life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication. Or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.